Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Despite 2 years of heightened restrictions, 420 celebrants headed back to Redwoods Park and Arcata this afternoon, only to be met by a substantial city and police presence. City Manager Randy Mendoza and Police Chief Tom Chapman put the word out that if you're headed to the park for an impromptu marijuana smoking celebration, you're unwelcome. For the past 2 years, the city has strictly enforced the park regulations in an effort to discourage the gathering, which at its height drew upwards of 3,000 people. Citing damage to the park grounds, unruly crowds, and neighborhood disturbances, city officials have cracked down, and visitors wishing to enter the park grounds had to abide by the rules and show that they weren't there for 420 activities. Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to the Seaview Rehabilitation Facility on Purdue Street in Eureka this morning after staff reported that three men, one carrying a knife, were trying to forcefully remove a patient and refused to leave. When deputies and officers arrived on scene, they contacted 52-year-old Kevin Healy, who had a knife sheathed on his side, and who told deputies that he was there to visit his brother. But staff reported that Healy and the two other men had climbed a fence to gain access to the facility and could have signed in at the front desk if they had wanted to pay a visit. Healy was arrested for felony possession of a knife and hash and was booked into county jail. The other two men were released at the scene. Officers from the Eureka Police POP team served a search warrant at a residence on 3rd Street yesterday after receiving information the house may be the scene of drug dealing. When officers forced open the door, they confronted four adults and a 3-year-old child. A search of the premises and the adults led to the arrest of 33-year-old Karansit Sinus, who was charged with maintaining a residence for drug sales, as well as child endangerment. Also arrested was 47-year-old Eureka resident Larry Semenoff for possession of heroin for sale. Two adult women were arrested on misdemeanor charges, and child welfare services were called to care for the child. Yesterday, a Eureka police officer was on routine patrol and recognized 24-year-old Larry Cook Jr., who had two warrants out in his name, and attempted to contact Cook, who was walking southbound on Broadway. When Cook saw the officer, he fled on foot, and the officer pursued. At one point, the officer saw Cook put an object down in the grass before he was caught. When officers searched the area, they found a baggie containing 9 grams of suspected crack cocaine. Cook was booked into county jail on a possession charge as well as for 2 misdemeanor warrants. The State Parks Department announced today that park closures, including Standish Hickey and Grizzly Creek, will be in effect as of May 1st. Beginning May 1st, campers will be directed from Standish Hickey to Richardson's Grove Park, and Benbow Lakes Recreation Area will remain closed all year, although day use areas will be open. Grizzly Creek will be closed on May 1st as well, although the Cheatham Grove day use areas will remain open through the end of June. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Former Del Norte County District Attorney Mike Reese was arrested on suspicion of DUI last night. The California Highway Patrol received a 911 call about a vehicle being driven erratically and located Reese in front of a liquor store on Highway 101. Officers took Reese to the hospital for a blood test, but did not administer a field sobriety test. Reese was acquitted of DUI and child endangerment charges in February, and he still faces charges in Brookings, Oregon, related to a forged prescription. Reese was released on his own recognizance early this morning and could be arraigned once the blood test results are returned. And a stolen truck and a shovel led to the arrest of a man outside Willits yesterday. A sheriff's lieutenant responded to a call of a man acting aggressively while standing next to an abandoned vehicle on the side of the road. When the lieutenant approached the man, who was identified as James Norton, Norton grabbed a shovel and charged the officer. Norton was subdued and taken into custody, and it was later discovered the truck had been stolen. Norton was booked into Mendocino County Jail on several charges. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.